Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. What a wonderful promise. That's why we're all here today. The amazing power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. What we just heard there was the birthday of the church, the day that Jesus sent his Holy Spirit for the first time on all his disciples, and it radically changed their life. Throughout the biblical story, we do see the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus at his baptism like a dove. We can read in the Old Testament how the Holy Spirit came upon people to do particular tasks like workmanship on the temple and for different skills and different things at the different times. The Holy Spirit enabled them for those tasks. But here at Pentecost, which is what we remember today in the church's calendar, we see the promised Holy Spirit, which Jesus promised before he ascended to heaven. He told the disciples, when the Holy Spirit comes, whom I will send to you, he will lead you into all truth. He will remind you of all the things I taught you. He will empower you to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and all over the world. And that's what we see, this radical story. When the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit, they were enabled to speak in tongues of all the different nations around them. People got to hear the gospel, the good news of Jesus, in their own language. The Holy Spirit speaks everyone's language. The Holy Spirit speaks to each one of us today. I don't think any of us would be here drawn into the church, drawn here today, if it was not for the Holy Spirit working around us, working in us, working through us to draw us closer to God. Because that's his main role, to help us to know God intimately, to know him more, to draw us to him. I remember when I first received the Holy Spirit, I'd always thought I was a Christian. My nana taught me stories of Jesus when I was a little girl, and I just grew up thinking I was a Christian. And one night, as a rebellious teenager, staying with my aunt in Port Macquarie, the local youth group invited me to come to a Bible study. And they said, have you made Jesus Lord and Saviour of your life and received the Holy Spirit? I said, I've never heard of such things. I don't know what you're talking about. And they said, do you want to receive the Holy Spirit? And I looked around the room, and these young people were on fire for Jesus. They were joyful. They were just had this amazing energy and zeal for God and for life. And I go, I want what they've got. And I said yes, and I prayed a prayer inviting the Holy Spirit into my life. And he has changed me gradually over a long period of time, and we're not there yet. It's his ongoing work in my life to sanctify me and make me more like Jesus and transform me by renewing my mind and changing my behavior. But I know from that time when I received the Holy Spirit, I wanted to please God. I wanted to read his word. A hunger came out inside me. I wanted to learn more about God and follow his ways. And that is the transforming power of the Holy Spirit that was not of me. So the question I want to ask you this morning is, what difference does the Holy Spirit make in your life? What difference has the Holy Spirit made in you, in your life, in your choices, in your attitudes? Has he made a difference? I think the longer that we walk with the Lord, the more we can sort of feel dull towards the Holy Spirit without really listening. We just get into habits of going to church or habitually reading the Bible and not really drawing closer to God in relationship, which is the main role of the Holy Spirit. Not just to know, teach us more about God. We don't need to know more about God. We need to know God intimately, personally, and that's what he helps us to do. He leads us into greater truth. He leads us into that intimate relationship with God, because God is spirit, and we need to worship him in spirit and in truth, relating to him in the language that he speaks, that he wants to speak to us. And so I don't know how the Holy Spirit is being lived out in your life, but it's something that we want to see. We can't see the Spirit, he's invisible, but we can see his effects. He's described as like the wind in the scriptures. The Holy Spirit is like the wind. You don't know where it's coming from or where it's going, but you can see that it shakes the leaves on the trees. You can feel it against your skin. You know there is a power moving through the space. He's also described as fire. If you stand around a fire, you feel the warmth, don't you? There's an effect that you can feel same as the presence of the Holy Spirit. He also comes like water, like just cleansing, something that, again, you can feel. The Holy Spirit is a power who lives in us and around us and should have an effect in our lives. We should know that he's there. And so today I want to encourage you that if you haven't received the Holy Spirit, to invite him into your life. Say, Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Lord and Savior. I want your Holy Spirit to come and live in me because I want your power in me so that I can live my life in ways that are pleasing to you. And when you think about that, that radical power that raised Jesus from the dead comes to live in you and me. Do you think about that? The power that raised Jesus from the dead comes to live in you and me, the power of Jesus Christ, the supernatural power of God living in us mortal bodies. It doesn't mean we go out acting all powerful and mighty in our own strength or doing anything other than what God wants us to, because it's for his glory that we receive the Spirit. It's for his glory that we're transformed into his likeness. It all becomes all about him, and that's what the power is for, to live for God's glory, to be his witnesses, to be effective witnesses. How many times have you got out and just speaking to someone, the Holy Spirit gives you a word to say to somebody? That's not from you. You're just saying what's prompted into your mind, and you say that faithfully, and God uses that word for his purposes and glory in the other person's life to draw them closer to him. The Holy Spirit helps us get on board with God's mission in the world, just like those first disciples on the day of Pentecost. So again, I'm going to say, if you haven't received the Holy Spirit, today is the day, so he can use you mightily for his kingdom purposes in this world all the days of your life, even till the end when you'll be resurrected again. That power that raised Jesus from the dead will someday raise you. And as I reflect on dear John's life, which has finished on this earth this very morning, I'm comforted and reassured that he is risen to eternal life. It's with our Heavenly Father in the kingdom of God, and we will see him again, because all of us who have the Holy Spirit of God will be raised again to eternity and new life, because that is it's a life-giving, eternal Spirit that comes to live in us and help us live that new life now and in eternity. Amen.